Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love technical issues and delays. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Suburbatory. It's Sunday, May 24th, 2020, and my guest today in this Homes Alone edition.
Oh my God,
hang on a second. They are Ezra Buzzington, Blair Saki, and Daniel Van Kirk.
Hey, hey.
Woo! We roll.
Hey!
It really sounds like we're in the future, because at least one of you, I'm not going to name names, sounded kind of robotic.
Guilty.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically and get used to how everybody sounds, starting with, what a coup, I can't believe I got him, it is the one and only Ezra Buzzington.
As I said before, guilty as charged, but not responsible.
There you are. You sound like an underwater robot.
Well, clearly you're familiar with my work.
Are you a method actor preparing for his next role?
Yeah, you got one?
Is the sequel to The Shape of Water about a underwater robot that a lady falls in love with?
You know what? I could actually make a call on that, because Doug Jones and I are from the same hometown.
I would love to watch that.
Who wouldn't? Especially, like, I think I find myself saying that more and more during the quarantine. I would love to watch that, you know. now that I have all this time to watch everything that's ever existed, I want to watch things that don't exist yet. That's what I really crave.
What I remember most about Doug's movie, that movie, is it was blue. It was a very blue film. There's a lot of blue in that.
Yeah. The art direction really sold the idea of the ocean and sadness.
Yeah, I think it got that. Yes, sir. Guilty. Yes.
Ezra had like was attacked viciously by a previous guest on the show who goes by the also unlikely name of Joe Coy. he went nuts when he heard. I mean, it was nothing personal because he had no idea who you were.
Which is very personal, actually. You realize, Doug, that's incredibly personal. I know I'm not familiar with your work. Let me trace your name. Don't get me wrong. I love Joe Coy. I've loved Joe Coy for years. He totally has always made me laugh. And I've never felt so honored as to when, as I was telling before we started. The text I got that morning saying, hey, your name is being trashed all over the internet. And I looked up and found the podcast and went, oh my God. And I was trying, it was so funny because I was trying to eat my sad solo breakfast and I was howling, tears pouring from my eyes, salting my eggs. And it was hilarious. It's one of my all time favorite moments ever.
Don't ever talk about salting your eggs in mixed company because it's, I don't think it means what you think it means.
Is that a euphemism? I didn't know that was a euphemism.
you were in, I had, because of course you were in Fight Club and the game we were playing was people that are in Fight Club. Of course, I was picking actors that, my guests would just sort of have to guess whether or not they were in the movie, except for, of course, Meatloaf was a real obvious one, I thought. But you were also in your top four on IMDb is pretty impressive because you've also got the Academy Award winning Best Picture. The Artist is in there along with, totally opposite kind of movie, The Hills Have Eyes.
Right. Honestly, hand to God, I've been incredibly lucky in terms of the directors I've worked with. What I tend to tell people, well, my agent tends to tell me, small parts, big films, big parts, small films, but they all seem for the most part, to be pretty stinking good. And like right now there's one that was supposed to go to South by, that played Sundance, wherein I play like a nothing role. I mean, I'm a limo driver at the opening of a film, but it turns out, without my even knowing it, because I hadn't read the whole script because it wasn't finished. It was a great deal. It was improvised with Cary Bronstein and St. Vincent, the singer St. Vincent, called The Nowhere Inn. And I played a limo driver at the beginning who's driving her through the desert. I don't know who she is. She's St. Vincent. She's famous, but my character didn't know. No big deal, right? It was a one-day shoot. It was great. I loved everybody on it. It was fabulous. And I'm a huge fan of both St. Vincent and Cary Bronstein, obviously. But Variety says, Ezra Buzzingman sets the tone of the film. And I'm just like, Jesus, God, the fuck? And so now, of course, nobody's going to see it. Thank you again, pandemic.
Right, but you didn't finish the sentence. Is it a good tone that you set?
Seriously, that was followed up. The secondary paragraph was, so go get your popcorn early so you don't have to suffer through another Ezra Buzzingman. Now you really sound like my agent.
All right. And how are you doing with, aside from frustration that the movies aren't coming out, because at least I'm sure we're going to see that movie someday. I'm excited to see it even before finding out that the great Ezra Buzzington sets the tone for the whole thing. How are you doing for the isolation? Are you doing like a play online or something like that?
Yeah, it's funny actually. Yeah, it's a good question, honestly. I've been hooked up to do two readings for filmmakers for next week via Zoom. But also, I just got an email yesterday saying that the last project I did, which was the television program Into the Dark on Hulu through Blumhouse, it's called Into the Dark. It's a series. I don't know if you know it or not, but it's a series. And this particular one is called Current Occupant. And basically what you do is you shoot an hour and a half episode within like 10 days. And it's going really, really well. But they need some more ADR work. So they're literally going to be sending over, apparently, heavily disinfected technical equipment, but no disinfected technical engineer, for me to set up all this bullshit and try and record it. They've clearly never met me because I tend to screw things up technically. I'm sure I'm primarily the reason you could not get on today because I have alien influence in my life. So it's, but I'm excited. I mean, so it's something to do. It breaks up the monotony of, staring at the mirror and weeping.
I think if it ends up sounding half as good as you do right now, they're going to be thrilled. thrilled. It's really, it's perfect how you sound right now.
Oh, so, cool. Good to know.
I wouldn't worry about it if I were you.
Yeah, I'm going to worry. I swung the baby.
Also joining us today is Los Angeles comedy phenom Blair Saki. Hi, Blair. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone. It's great to be here. I think everything's going pretty well. I'm also a little bit upset about my movies not coming out, but hanging in there.
Well, tell us about your movie. What are you a limo driver in your movie?
Do you set the tone?
I love to set the tone. I've been known to, you know, be able to really carve the road in a limo. No, I'm just hanging out, getting some sunshine. I've got a sick farmer's tan right now from my long walks around town.
All right. Let me be more specific so you can sum up how you're doing. Would you say that you're doing better than Ezra?
Oh my God.
Dang! Put him on pulp.
Well, seriously. Dang. Laugh a minute.
You know, I don't know. I am not in Ezra's head, but I feel like I'm doing okay. Less movies, but, you know, still thriving.
All right. I tried to set you up for, you know, I tried to give you the punchline. But, yeah, thank you for being here. And also joining us is everyone's favorite, Dan Van Kirk. How you doing, Dan?
Hey, buddy. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. You know, we got Blair and Ezra and you. So, like, you know, that's it's a nice combination of people, I think.
Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a I've been watching a lot of movies I've seen before. Like I'm testing the, like, does this hold up waters all the time for movies that I was like, oh, I bought this for a reason. I used to like it. I mean, I'm sure we'll get into that later, but I'm just doing a lot of movie watching these days.
That's good. I'm glad that you can pull it off. I'm seeing maybe a little bit more serialized, TV shows, just because, you know, they've gotten so good, especially, you know, ones that can have, you know, swearing and nudity and violence and stuff. And also, you know, it's just like, I can watch it in shorter increments, you know. Yeah. Like watching a whole movie is a little harder to do right now. But I do like, I will ask you guys later if you have any recommendations, so you can think about that. But a quick question for you, Dan. You know, star of the Dumb People Town podcast with a couple other people are on it too, but you're the best. Do you find that the people in Dumb People Town are getting dumber?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've always felt like there's never been a better time to be dumb, which is part of, like, the world we're living in right now. Like, we have better access to, like, dumb things people are doing. But I am constantly getting stories of things that are directly born out of this. Like, I think in downstate Illinois, which for the most part is still taking everything seriously, they had, like, the wife of a mayor was arrested in a bar. Oh, I just got a story sent to me about a woman who was without consent kissing people, and she got drunk and she was kissing people in a bar in Wisconsin. And then she went home and called 911 because she was mad that the bar wasn't making people practice social distancing. The same bar she was earlier at forcing people to kiss her. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. All the hits are still coming.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's really, it's really, like, this is like the time for dumb people to shine.
Oh yeah. And brightly.
And they really have a nice, nice opening here to just get out there and be dumb. Like, I've seen some amazing, low speed car chases in Los Angeles because If the traffic's not there, it can go on for longer, but it's still going to end the same way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there is apparently a local Los Angeles actress of sorts who has taken it, and performance artist, and apparently wizard and goddess, who has taken it upon herself to stand in front of Trader Joe's in some part of town. I couldn't tell from the pictures which part they all look like. Standing with masks, you know, the blue, the standard masks. One's on her forehead, two are on her boobs, one covers her privates, she has some around her ankles and in heels, and stands performing something called, I think she was calling it plandemic performance. So she clearly wasn't buying into the whole concept of everybody's going to die soon, and she was going instead to push her career to anybody who was willing to.
You gotta put yourself out there. You got
my God, I saw that picture, and I thought that she was being like a pro mask girl.
Yeah, I would. That would be my takeaway too. She's not good at branding.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this bitch is really down for the cause.
Like, yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah, though, no, that's not the case. Unbelievable.
Yeah. She's part of that whole put a mask on your twat campaign.
Which will probably be in next year's Hollywood Fringe Festival, so look for it.
She booked Edinburgh, that's what I heard.
I mean, all right. It's really bringing out the crazy in people. So I'm sure you guys are still, you can still make episodes of Dumb People Town, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah. Doing them remotely and having the craziest stories, I imagine.
Very much so.
I can't imagine you'll ever run out of material for that.
No, title. We won't. No,
yeah, it's impossible.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to pit the three of you against each other today. people are getting along too well, and you know, during this pandemic, so I want people to battle one another, and for no prize whatsoever. So that's part of what's fun about it. I got two games prepared, so it's not going to be too much trouble.
Boy.
And this first game.
I've already told the competitors, it's like there's no freaking, I've already thrown in the towel like 5-6 times. My trivia mind was lost with early LSD.
You never know. Ezra, the category could be the movies of Ezra Buzzington.
So and I still wouldn't be able to know them, man. I gotta tell you, you know, the only things I remember are my lines and the way home. That's like pretty much it. But I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to humiliate myself to your zillions of fans.
Well, that's funny that you should mention it, because the first game we're going to play is called it's Ezra's Lines Anyway. People have to guess what your lines were
in
a particular movie, which is really tough with the artist, because that, of course, was a silent film.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it was all improvised.
Yeah. Okay. This game we're gonna play, I think you can win this first game, Ezra, because it's got a luck element to it. The game is called, since it was Saturday yesterday, we're gonna play. It's called Saturday Night Fever. It's the fever everybody's had for years, but it hasn't killed anybody. Everybody loves the movie Saturday Night Fever. These are questions about Saturday Night Fever. This is a game where luck and knowledge of Tony Manero and his adventures go hand in hand. But they stay a responsible 6 feet apart, of course, at all times. I'm going to come to you first, Ezra, because I don't know if you did this on purpose, but Buzzington's very early on in the alphabet. We're going alphabetically.
Oh, interesting. So, you know that it also has all of the vowels, just FYI.
Buzzington does?
No, Ezra Buzzington does.
Okay, I was going to say. I was really going to call you out on that.
Cuff, why am I sweating?
Wilson has a towel.
I hate my life.
So Ezra, here's what's going to happen, Ezra. I'll ask you a question, and you just have to guess an answer. And if you're not correct or you don't guess at all, then it goes to Blair, who's going to get multiple choice, two options. If
wow.
Blair misses from those two options, then it goes to Dan, and Dan gets what we call lucky point. And then it moves on from there, etc. So anybody could get the lucky point at any time, depending on what the other contestants know. First to 2 points win, so it doesn't take much to win this thing. Let's dance. Ezra.
What am I doing? I'm so confused why I'm here. Go ahead on, man.
All you got to do is tell me the name of the movie about a robot that was directed by John Badham, who, of course, directed the legendary Saturday Night Fever. But what robot movie did he make?
That's all I have to do?
Yeah, just tell me the name of the robot movie directed by the great, late John Badham.
Can you hear me clicking on my keys?
Don't cheat.
I'm not. I'm kidding you, dude. I'm totally kidding you. The robot movie directed by John Badham.
Yeah.
Would have been that robot movie.
Yeah.
Directed by John Badham.
Oh, you're calling it that.
That's my answer. That's my answer. Yeah, I'm standing by it.
People don't make up titles enough in these games, and I applaud it. Of course, that would be incorrect. So now I get to give options to Blair. You ready, Blair?
Yeah.
Your options are, did he direct Short Circuit or Short Circuit 2?
Ooh.
Oh, that's cold.
Look, I'm just going to take a wild guess here and go Short Circuit.
That is correct.
Rock on.
Blair is on the board with 1 point. That means Dan gets to go first in this next round. He gets the tough part where he gets
Okay.
No choices, just a question.
Well, see, I would have done great with the multiple choice.
Well, if I don't get this right, you're going to get multiple choice.
Nice.
Yeah. Dan's wearing his Captain Obvious hat. Mm-hmm.
Fitted.
You'd be so good in those commercials. Okay, here we go. Dan. Mm-hmm. How many Oscar nominations did Saturday Night Fever get?
Ooh. Three.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Ooh, that's exactly the number I was thinking, too. Okay.
Uh-oh. All right, yeah. So Ezra,
original song.
Ezra gets a choice.
Thank God, Jesus, help him.
And did it get one or two, Ezra?
Oh.
It's got to be two.
Is that your final answer?
Can I make a call to Joe Coy real quick?
There's no such thing as a real quick call to Joe Coy.
That's true. That is true.
That was good. Two, yes, final answer.
Okay, that is incorrect.
Kill me now. Kill me now. Just, I told you, man.
Blair, how many is it?
One.
That is correct.
Blair, oh my god!
Blair crushed.
I fucking rule.
You really kind of do. What was it? What did he win for? What they win for?
It was just nominated, right? Was it best song? Original song?
It was only nominated for one thing, and that, of course, was John Travolta.
Really?
So the Bee Gees got screwed on that. That's a shame.
The departments of the Academy that ruled the music. You know, like that was back when like hit songs didn't necessarily win the best song. It was always like really, you know, corny shit movies nobody cared about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird category. It's just a category where somebody writes a song in hopes of winning an Oscar for writing that song. Mm. Except when it's a musical. But you know what I mean? Like when they do a musical, it's like some old ass movie where the songs were written already, and the category is it has to be written for the movie. Mm-hmm. So they write a song that plays over the end credits. It's not as good as the rest of the songs, but it wins anyway because, you know, it's from that movie that was really good.
Yeah, they're awarding the movie.
I hate this town.
But sometimes it works out and 3-6 Mafia wins an Oscar.
Oh my God. You guys, I was gonna get the hell out of this town, and then this happened. I'm stuck here. Oh no.
Where were you gonna go?
Doug was out of town when it happened.
I got so many great Saturday Night Fever questions. So everybody listening, look forward to this game coming back in the future. And but congratulations to Blair Saki for winning that game. And we're going to go to a brief commercial message. When we get back, Blair, you're going to find out exactly the advantage you won in our next game.
I can't wait.
I'll tell you that after these messages. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back.
Great.
Oh, wow. That was just, I told you there was no such thing as time anymore.
My head is spinning. That was so fast. So there was so many great products and services that I can't wait to try. We're here with, I'm saying that like anyone would join this in progress. That's not really possible. I mean, maybe there's somebody just fast forwarded wildly first over the commercials. And I mean, the commercials that happened before I start talking at the very beginning of the show. Blair Saki won the last game.
Thank you very much, everyone. It was an honor.
She gets an incredible advantage in this next game that we're going to play because it is called Last Person Standing.
This is the one that scares me. This is the one that I'm terrified of.
This one is really, it is for the real trivia dogs out there, unless you get an advantage, and that's what I'm going to hand to Blair right now, because you get to name who we're going to play today. I like to play along in this game. We're going to take turns naming movies of the actor or actress of Blair's choice, and whenever you can't think of one, or you say one that's incorrect, you are out. First couple rounds, I go kind of easy on everybody because it's no fun to kick somebody out immediately. You know, it's like on Jeopardy, you know, if it's very early on in the game and they forget to word it as a question, Alex just reminds them to do it from now on or they will be murdered.
What an old softie. Yeah.
He really is. He really is. He's a sweetheart. Okay. So, Blair, you've had a chance to think about it. Is there an actor or actress that you think you know a lot of their films and you can sweep the floor with the rest of us?
So yeah, I mean, I'm going to do my best here, but I'm going to have to go Owen Wilson.
Oh, my God. That's a
great one.
Oh, my God.
And you know a lot of Owen Wilson movies because you, in fact, do a podcast where his name is even in the title, right?
It's not a podcast. It's a live show. But, yeah, it's called Dear Owen Wilson, and it's based on a letter that I wrote to him after he had some issues in 2007.
Well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you're a real – you really know Owen Wilson's work.
A little bit, yeah. Or I used to.
Or at least you today. Or at least his address, anyway. You know that.
Whatever address I found on the internet in 2007, so.
I'd say that you've definitely put in more thought into Owen Wilson than these other two.
I hope fair. So, honestly.
I hope that you've thought about it more. but I think he's a great choice for this game, and I'll be a good spoiler to help move things along. And don't forget to give me a turn. So it's going to go. it's going to go Blair, then Dan, then Ezra, then me. Ezra might be out on the first round.
Ezra's already out, dude. Not that I'm not a fan. I'm just that guy who will do the things like, oh, he did that movie with that lady about those people. You know,
that's true.
All right, well, in the early round, I might accept that if I know what
about. Got a wild card.
Okay, but I think you can come up with some Owen Wilson, especially because, he's been in some sequels and whatnot. So go ahead and start us off, Blair, though, with any Owen Wilson movie.
Okay. You, Me, and Dupree.
Great one.
That's just a title that's just ingrained in everybody's heads, even if they, even if they hate that movie.
I was going to use that one.
Yeah, right? Did you have somebody... All right, Dan?
Wedding Crashers.
Uh-huh.
I was going to use that one.
Previously mentioned, yes. That's already in your head. All right, what do you got, Ezra? You gotta come out of the gate with at least one here.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. I love it. Very, very good one. You know, he had a small role in that one.
Does that matter?
No.
Do I get like half a point?
No, he set the tone.
that was great, man. Nice call.
He set the tone for Steve Coogan's character. it's like Owen Wilson was like, we're both going to be small in this. Okay, I'm going to say I got to go like probably maybe my favorite Owen Wilson movie, and he's been and some goodies. I'm going to say Marley and Me.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. That one's good for anybody that needs a good cry. I don't think I'd recommend it right now. Back to you, Blair, with
okay.
The weather.
I'm going to go Starsky and Hutch just because I want to be generous to my game mates to take up the more obscure
really
titles
nice.
First to show my cinema knowledge.
Oh, your result is in heaven. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a nice pull. I don't know if I would have remembered that. Dan?
I'm going to go with the Royal Tenenbaums.
We'll see.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. That's my favorite movie that he's in. Yeah, I love that movie.
Me too.
What do you think, Ezra?
Well, here's what sucks, you see. Excuse me, I have allergies. It's not COVID, it's just allergies. I know every single one of these movies, and I enjoy pretty much every single one of them. But once I've seen them, they're kind of out of my head. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty...
Hey, Ezra?
Yes, yes.
Can I just say real quick that I've been sneezing a lot lately because I'm allergic to COVID.
I like that very much. I don't mean to do any hot topics here, but when I'm walking down the street periodically and I'm wearing my mask and someone isn't, I always cough really hard. So just to lighten it up, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm remembering, and I think it's kind of early. I'm pretty sure it's really early. But I remember when Sunset Lemley still existed and there were such things called art films that played in real theaters as opposed to just festivals or streaming. I want to say it was called The Minuteman. I'm really hoping that's right. He played a serial
killer. The Minuteman?
Is that it? The Minuteman?
I mean...
Or just maybe Minuteman?
I'm not entirely sure if that's real, but I, you know, with that wind-up, I can't...
can you check? You're allowed to check, right?
I suppose I could, but you know what? At this stage in the game, I feel like... I feel like somebody else that's playing is going to walk away with this thing. And I really like having you in the game. So I'm going to accept whatever.
I could have said Mrs. fucking Doubtfire and I'd still be in this game.
Well, he is great in Mrs. Doubtfire.
If I allowed that, everybody would be like, how come Doug doesn't know that Owen Wilson's not a Mrs. Doubtfire? But nobody's saying it to themselves. I can't believe Doug doesn't know Minuteman.
Good point.
You know, I mean, that sounds like a studio picture to me, not an independent.
Pretty sure it was an indie.
Okay.
Because it was like I said, it was playing at the Lemley, and that's usually what they show.
Yeah. All right. So we'll get naming the specific theater really sold me.
There are things I do remember.
That theater. I remember that theater, and it's not known for playing movies that don't exist. So I believe you.
I guess
that's totally
true.
Believe you. Yeah. Okay. So for my turn, I'm going to say for the great Owen Wilson, I want to go all the way back. I want to go back super far, back in the day to an early ass one called The Cable Guy.
Oh, God, that's a great movie.
That's what some people say.
You don't agree? I love that film so much.
No, I know a lot of people love that movie, but coincidentally, they're on a watch list.
I need to rewatch that.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. No, it's creepy. It's well done. Well done movie. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for anyone looking for laughs.
Oh, God, no. Nah, it's not funny. It is funny. it's not the, you know, Ace Ventura kind of funny.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Is it one Wilson and Ace Ventura?
Back to you, Glenn. No.
Okay, I'm going to have to toss out Zoolander.
No, that was my next one.
Sorry, Ezra. I'm proving to be a vicious competitor.
Imagine my stunned surprise.
All right, Dan. What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to leave it for Ezra. I hope he takes it. I will say Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, that's a good one. That's really good.
You people are very impressive.
Owen Wilson's been in so many movies. He has an incredibly illustrious career.
He really does. Some of which are sequels. So Ezra,
subtle, very good. Yeah, subtle.
Yeah. What are you thinking at this point?
My guess would be. Let's see. What was that sequel to that museum movie that happened at night? was it called? Another Night at the Museum? No, it wasn't Another Night at the Museum. It was called Night at the Getty? No, not the Getty. Night at the Museum too? Just a guess.
Listen.
Is this going to be sad news? Is this sad news?
Doug, I love your tone.
I just want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor, right?
Yeah.
What was Blair's last answer?
There was a Zoolander too?
I mean, technically he said the
correct
word. That was great.
And you're also telling them that there wasn't a Night at the Museum too? Oh my God.
I'm not saying there wasn't. I'm just saying that you're never going to guess what the title was.
Oh, really?
We play exact titles, which really trips people up.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Titles are getting so dumb.
So it would have to have been like Night at the Museum to Ben Stiller's Wet Dream, just a guess?
Something like that, but, I don't think they've really come out and, just admitted in the title of one of his movies.
Only out of the room.
How his personal level of excitement about the project. Okay, so let's go to. It's back to me. So, I don't know. Just say it for him, but I also enjoy the level of torture that's going on here. So I'm going to go ahead and go with, what's another dumb thing that he was in? It was like, oh, there he is again.
Not a lot of dumb choices to pick from, so gotta be hard.
I got a good one for you, Blair, that you probably have in your back pocket, but I'm going to ruin it for you right now. You ready?
Okay.
And I like this movie, too, kind of. The Big Bounce.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Almighty.
Esoteric choice. That really wasn't anywhere I was going, but thank God. So I still have an arsenal ready.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like your arsenal is going to take us all down, but go ahead.
It's like an AK-47 of information. I don't know how this is so impressive.
I know. I want to ban myself.
What's your next answer?
Shanghai Noon.
Oh my gosh.
I love that. Shanghai Noon so much. What a great combo, huh? Incredible chemistry. Yeah.
Set the screen on fire. And then leave.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
Cars.
All right, so Ezra.
I saw that on a plane, Cars. It was confusing. Cars. This is a guess.
We got Shanghai Noon. We got Cars. What do you say, Ezra?
This is a guess because I kind of remember he was in it, but I'm not even sure I saw it. But was he in Pineapple Express?
Just real quickly, let me recap.
Oh, God. Why do you do the Doug question?
We got Shanghai Noon. Yeah. Shanghai Noon. And we also have Cars.
Blair, we've never met, and I love what we're doing together.
I'm not sure I can concur with that. I'm not sure I completely agree. So, in other words, no.
Sorry, Ezra. Sinister things happen in quarantine.
Well, here's the thing. What you guys don't understand is I'm trying to get out of this. All right, we got to... But no, you keep dragging me back. Oh, Jesus, seriously. Cars 2.
Very good. Very good.
Good job, dude.
Wow, Ezra.
You know, I am a font, I'm telling you. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and say Shanghai Nights.
Dang, good choice, Doug. Way to go.
Very good call.
I kind of think that's cheating.
Ezra, all your answers have been twos.
Oh, that's hilarious. Which is what I used to get on my Broadway audition score as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Wow. And Stan looks too.
Okay, so we're back to Blair.
Okay. Meet the Fockers.
Oh no, what is happening? Dan?
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yes. Oh, you take my breath away with that movie that I didn't remember he was in. This is so hard.
Okay,
so
we're back to you, Ezra. Oh my God, it could not be easier. We've got Cars 2, and we've got Meet the Fockers.
Was there one called Killing the Fockers?
No.
Could you imagine if it was Meet Mary or Kill the Fockers?
Are there only three choices? Actually, I like the Fockers. That was a cute movie. Can I say Pineapple Express 2? No, that's probably not a good choice. I'm familiar with what you're doing, Mr. Benson. It's very clear to me, and I thank you for holding my hand. I'm a lonely actor in a lonely town. So I will say, to stay in the game and drive you all mad, Meet the Fockers too.
I'm not going to hold anybody's hand ever again.
Or wash it.
No, I'm sorry. There is nothing called Meet the Fockers 2.
Oh, my God. Am I out?
I think you are.
Sweet Jesus lives. You guys are the best. I just want to sit here and laugh now and listen to y'all and stop sweating.
Fair. Well, that's fair. You're going to laugh at my next answer.
Anyway.
Cars 3.
You're right.
Wait, I didn't know there was a Cars 3 for real.
Yeah,
there is a Cars 3, unfortunately.
Hilarious.
It's actually better than 2. It's like kind of a rebound from 2.
Wow. Yeah. This is what it's come to.
Yeah, Cars 3 has very little of the tow truck.
They went tow truck
crazy in the second one, and people didn't respond to it, so they took him out of the third one.
Who voiced the tow truck, do you know?
Larry.
That guy, Larry, the professional voiceover guy. Boy, is he rich just off of that, but he also made a ton being the cable, the other cable guy.
Yeah, the other cable
guy.
Okay,
so, the other white cable guy. So, whose turn is it?
Blair's, yeah.
Back to Blair.
Okay, Bottle Rocket.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
I'm very starting good. To forget what I've said already.
It's okay to repeat. I mean, I'll just remind you if something's been said already.
Woo! I'm breathing a sigh of relief.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about it. It's not a memory game as far as what we've said so far.
Okay.
It's a memory game of what we can come up with in the future. Dan, do you have another one?
Meet the Parents.
Yes, of course. So that's what happened to you, Ezra.
Yeah.
You were a victim of the fact that Meet the Fockers was the sequel to Meet the Parents.
See, I think that's shady.
Yeah. No, it's completely legit. And then I'm going to say the follow-up to Meet the Fockers, which, of course, is Little Fockers.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
See, now, if we had chosen Robert De Niro as the actor, maybe I would have gotten all three of those.
Oh, yeah, that's true. How'd you forget that? I mean, easy to forget that Owen Wilson was there.
Thanks, Blair.
What about Blair? We're back to you, Blair.
Oh, Darjeeling Limited?
Uh-huh.
See, that's the one that wasn't Pineapple Express.
Oh, right. You did it. You just had the wrong...
Exactly.
People. That is so funny. I didn't even catch that.
I didn't get that either.
Pineapple Express, you know, James Franco.
That's exactly how the mind doesn't work.
Dan?
I'm starting to get to the bottom of my barrel here.
Sounded like you were doing an impression of Dennis Hopper and Blue Velvet.
I was just wondering. It's like, that sounds kind of dirty.
I will go with Behind Enemy Lines.
Oh,
there's a right turn.
Whoa, Daniel's trying to battle my ass.
No, that might be the only one I have left. I was sitting on it.
Oh my God, it totally triggered me though. It totally helped me to think of some stuff. Especially, I might not have ever come up with. He's in Armageddon.
Oh my God! Why are you guys so good at this? It's incredible.
I know, right?
What the hell?
This explains the sweat pouring from my face.
Holy shit!
It's the weirdest thing. I gotta admit, Blair, it's the weirdest thing. Like, of all the actors for you to pick, you picked the one who I've decorated my entire bedroom with posters of his films.
It is true.
Is that true, Doug?
I'm just sitting here reading all the great. No, I don't.
He got Owen Wilson wallpaper from Galleries 1988. It's pretty cool.
You know, I've had issues with gullibility my entire life, but.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. This is getting hard and scary because I don't want to lose my own choice, but Rushmore.
Nice.
Poor child. He did a lot of good damn movies, didn't he?
I know. He's an incredible genius.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Well, it's Dan's turn. I won't say it till my turn, Dan.
Man, this came too fast. He
comes around quick now.
I know.
If I had a nickel.
He is in man, does he have a voice in that movie?
Yeah, he does.
You know we heard you, right?
Say it.
He's in Planes.
What?
Planes. This is one of the spin-off movies from Cars.
It's Cars with Wings.
No, he's not in there.
I know that you don't know for sure either, but he's probably not.
He might have like a line like,
I know. All right.
I don't think he does because I think he'll cost.
I don't think he does either.
Money, but well, let's keep going because I think Blair and I both have.
Yeah, I'm here for the game.
Me too, man.
Yeah. All right, so that it comes back to me, and I know for sure.
Oh, I thought of one.
I know for sure that he's in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yep.
Damn, that was supposed to be mine.
Damn it! Oh dear.
Oh, Doug.
This is getting ugly.
Whoo, Doug, you ninja. Okay. wait. Okay. Did we say? I'm forgetting kind of what we've said already. Did we say Shanghai Nights?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Did we say? We said Zoolander 2.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Zoolander.
Oh my God. Oh, my heart is beating. okay.
Doug, I will say while she thinks.
The internship.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Talk about a barrel bottom.
The internship.
Can I tell you something? I've never seen the internship. I just know he's in it, and it was a big problem nationally.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a weird behind the scenes at Google movie. Okay. I personally feel like I enjoy watching Vince Vaughn, like when he's like kind of a fast talking idea man. And when he's just an intern and nobody likes any of his ideas, but you know that he's a movie star, it's weird.
Ooh.
I know. I loved when he was like a confident, fast talking asshole.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna go with let's see. Oh, Isle of Dogs.
Oh man, great movie.
Wait, I didn't know he's in Isle of Dogs.
He plays one of the dogs.
Oh shit, we've got a call up. We've got a flag on the play. I think you're probably right. He might not be in it, but go ahead and give us your next one there, Blair.
Okay.
You know you have another one.
Oh, God.
Remember that movie where he was all like, hey.
What are you, yeah. Hey, like, what's going on?
Hey, what's this about? What's happening here? It's okay. Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
Oh, yeah, me, Owen Wilson.
Nice, that's really good.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
That was really good.
Sure, thanks. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Very nice. Up on the nose and drop on that lip.
Thanks for saying all my movies.
Shanghai.
We haven't said them all. There's still some left.
I don't know any. What is another Wes Anderson movie?
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, we said.
Oh yeah, I thought of one we didn't say. He's probably in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel.
Are you still in this, Dan?
Dang.
What was still in it, Dan?
Is Dan still in it?
No, I'm out.
No, unfortunately.
Oh my God! Head to head with Doug Loves Movies. I don't know. I can't think of one.
Come on, Blair. You came up with the internship. You can do this.
The internship. Yeah. Little Meet the Parents. Meet the Fockers. Little Fockers. No, I don't know any. I don't know any. Night at the Museum.
Yeah, there was two more Night at the Museums. There was the one called Battle for the Smithsonian,
mm-hmm.
and another one called something else. I always get tripped up on those because I don't remember what they were called. And then, but here's one you're going to kick yourself for not remembering. You ready?
By the way,
Blair, you won.
You won, Doug, I feel.
I don't think so.
I feel like you won because I don't count because I'm just the host.
Well, I'm still not sure about Isle of Dogs.
Right. I cheat, but no, I know, I'm too good at it. Isle of Dogs, yeah, could go either way, but I think he's not in it. I think Blair's right about that. But you know what? He's definitely in a movie called Drill Bit Taylor.
Oh.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah,
he's in there because he plays the titular role.
The drill bit.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Only a star could play that role.
But he's a tailor.
He was also in, wasn't he in a thing with Jack Nicholson and Reese Witherspoon or Paul Rudd and Reese Witherspoon or somebody?
And Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. Jack Nicholson's in it for like one scene. What is that?
It's called something like, hey.
Something People? Something People? Going?
The people who go places.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a Woody Allen movie too? Am I remembering that? Or
Midnight in Paris, but I said that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, I missed that.
You did? I don't remember you saying that.
I didn't say that.
You never said it.
Damn, I thought I said that first.
Well, you were either way. No, you said you, me, and Dupree first.
Shit!
I'm considering it. I'm considering that the winning, you did it. You won by coming up with Midnight in Paris. That's a very good pull.
Wow! Oh my God, if we did any other actor, I would have only gotten two right.
You're lucky you got to pick.
Yeah, I see. You won that first round. It all came together.
Yeah, when you come back on the show, you'll have to study up on somebody first. And then, of course, you also have to win the first game.
It's funny because that actually occurred to me. I thought, well, maybe I'll study up like I'm Tilda Swinton. But then I thought, well, no, because then I'm going to have to win the other games. I'm not going to do it. So why bother?
Oh, my God.
I was going to do a new thing towards the end of the show where I ran out and watched movies recommended by my guests on the last show. And I didn't watch anything that they recommended. I just get into that state of mind where you know when you have everything to choose from, you end up watching whatever you feel like seeing in the moment, not something that's kind of a unknown or whatever.
Mm-hmm. This is a real American problem. We have so many choices; it's hard to choose.
Yeah. Fucking Americans.
So, I know, feel right? The same way. I'm like, I could be using this time to deepen my exploration of cinema, and then I find myself watching fucking bullshit, like Housewives.
I'm rewatching Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah. I love it. It's so
good. A perfect example. So, do any of you have a recommendation for either a new movie or a classic that you've seen lately or that you think people should watch during this lockdown?
Oh, I was thinking series as opposed to movies. I've been watching a lot of serial stuff.
Well, I recommend the movie 25th Hour. It was Spike Lee's first movie after 9/11, but it's more about a guy in his final days before going to jail. It is a drama, but it's not as dark or heavy. It's pretty entertaining. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Barry Pepper, as I said, directed by Spike Lee, Rosario Dawson, and led by Edward Norton.
Whoa.
Really, really good. It's a really, 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 really good movie.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah, called 25th Hour. And then also, I'm going to watch this week, if anybody else wants to watch it, Warrior, starring Joel Edgerton and Tom Hardy, and an Academy-nominated performance by Nick Nolte. It is a technically a sports movie, but it has no business being as good as it is, especially with the backdrop of MMA. But it is just a great story.
Yeah, I really like that movie. I like that movie a lot. So I concur that people should try to catch it if they can. And
you just think it's not going to be that good, and then you realize, oh, these are the actors that are in it, and this is just a great goddamn story. It's called Warrior. So those two movies, I think, what I recommend.
All right, yeah. Well, we got a Dan Van Kirk double bill for you guys of 25th Hour and Warrior.
Written down.
Don't confuse Warrior with The Warriors, the Godzilla gang movie from the 70s.
The subway movie, I was thinking of that,
Yeah. Blair, what do you think? Is there anything people should watch?
Well, I'll just be candid with my teammates and the listeners. I did recently revisit the Bad Boys trilogy with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, another incredibly high chemistry, unrepeatable duo. But I'll say that the first Bad Boys was really incredible, and then the next two fell off. But what can you do? You know, they can't all be hits.
It's true.
What was it in particular about the second and third one that made them not as good as the original? Just that they just kept repeating the same thing, basically?
Yeah, maybe. And I think, I don't know if it's just the progression of time or what, but it seemed to be less plot and just 3 hours of AK-47s. And I don't know, maybe my sophisticated feminine palette has changed a bit, you know?
Yeah, there is a shit ton of gunplay in part two and a really extended car chase that is so insanely wild. It would be the best thing anybody ever saw on TV if there was local news covering it.
Right. Doug, you have an insane memory. It's pretty impressive.
It really is.
I just remember what I want to remember, like parts of movies I hate.
Me too. I just forget a lot of men I've hooked up with that I don't like.
Okay, so we're going. I'm personally not going to dive back into it, but for those of you out there that are looking for something that's going to take a while and part of it's not going to be as good as another part of it, check out the three Bad Boys movies. And don't get it confused with the Bad Boys movie that's about a prison starring Sean Penn, but it is also a pretty good movie in its own right, but I think it's probably pretty depressing to watch right now.
Yeah.
Like any prison movie right now is like, they've got to be, those people are in prison, they're like, so that's depicted in the movie, and then you get to think about, oh, and also there's this virus going around that you shouldn't be close to other people.
Which is a whole nother movie.
Yeah. Okay, Ezra, it's finally to you, man. What, I'm guessing you recommend Fight Club, The Artist, and Hills Have Eyes.
Any one of my 60 films. No. Interestingly enough, a really smart kid I know here in town theatrically who is a playwright, posted a couple days ago a YouTube video about his deconstruction and analysis of Midsommar, which I had seen already, and then after his deconstruction analysis on it, and I'm making it sound far headier than it actually is. It's just a beautiful insight on how the director managed to somehow infuse the concepts of one who would build a cult into, like, the steps they take, you know, find someone lonely, make them feel welcome, always keep them busy, found a way to apply those tenets directorially to the film so that by the very, very end, after she has gone through her journey, for anyone who hasn't seen it, I don't want to give any spoilers, so, but it's been around a while, we are thrilled and happy to see how happy she has become. And it was really, really interesting. So I rewatched it. And I'll be damned, he's right. It was fascinating. It was a fascinating study to me. But what I've been, what's that?
I was going to say, you say it's been around for a while. I think it's been around since Midsommar.
Just this last Midsommar?
Yeah, coming up on the year.
There is no time. There just is no time for me anymore. But honestly, what I've been watching mostly have been, as I said, shows. Should I mention those or no? I mean, this is a movie thing.
No, so. I was loving the Midsommar talk. I just wanted to jump in and do a stupid joke. I think that is one of those movies where I think it can get deeper and deeper and deeper. I just don't know if for me personally, if I take any pleasure from, you know, revisiting the horrors of that movie, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I feel. I loved it, but I don't know if I can rewatch it. But I kind of want to someday. It just might need to be more time than less than a year.
Has Blair seen it?
Midsommar? No, I can't see scary movies. I'm a very soft girl. I was recently forced to watch Cloverfield, which I don't know what that was, but
I'm not sure anyone does.
Cloverfield only scares people who are afraid of shaky camera work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, is Cloverfield the monster? I mean, what happened? The brother slept with the, I mean, I don't know.
Pretty sure it's just a street in Santa Monica, honestly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the right movie for you. I think you should stick to black cop buddy fiction.
That's good advice for anybody.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to all three of you for joining me today. All of my June shows have been canceled or postponed. July dates, I don't know. Stay tuned. What any last minute you guys have for your current endeavors?
I will let everybody know that this Friday I am doing a virtual comedy show benefiting a man named Sean Harrington, who was paralyzed when he was mistaken for somebody else in Chicago. And it's raising money to help make his home ADA accessible. But it's a comedy show, and tickets are whatever you can donate. That's the cost. So if you got $2, you got $20, you got $2, whatever it is, that would be your ticket into the show. You can find all of that stuff posted recently on my social media at Daniel Van Kirk. And that is this Friday, the 29th of May at 8:00 Central Time.
Awesome. What about you, Blair Saki?
Oh, you know, all of my road dates are canceled, if you can believe it. But you can just find me online on Instagram and Twitter at Blair Saki, BlairSocci. And I post a lot of my short films and wild ass content on there if you need to see it.
Yeah, go check out some wild ass.
Not my actual ass, but you know what
wild
I mean.
Wild ass content. All right. And Ezra Buzzington, what's the name of that movie again we should be looking out for? It sounds great.
The one with St. Vincent and Cary Grant is called The Nowhere Inn. And I still haven't seen it, but I've read wonderful things. But also on, I guess it's Hulu, coming up in July, will be Into the Dark, Current Occupant. And that looks really freaking cool. I'm very excited about that. That was the last job I managed to work before everything hit and went to hell. So now I'm just mostly writing a lot. But you can also find me socially anywhere you want to.
I love it. Thank you so much for doing this, dude. That's very cool of you.
It was so much fun.
Thank you to all three of you. Ezra Buzzington, Blair Saki, and Dan Van Kirk.
Thanks, Doug.
And, thank you, Doug.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice to meet my new friends.
Exactly.
Hey, if all of you could send me pictures of yourselves, like selfies in your recording environment that you're in today, I'd appreciate it. I'll use it for the promotions. Episode will be out later tonight. Thank you again. And as always, you met me at a very strange time in my life.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.